Oh, there it is. Oop,
there it is. That wasn't a whiskey bottle filled with water, I promise.
Damn, I was going to.
Oh.
Lanzo. And the one that's got it in there.
Oh. there was slightly more whiskey in this bottle than I thought, and I've just poured basically half a bottle of whiskey in there. 2 inches of whiskey into this glass. Although there's like 4 ice cubes in there, so I think that's okay. I'm obviously drinking tonight.
Yeah, party pantaloons.
I haven't been drinking very much. Welcome.
Well, no, you've been having this. Yes, welcome, everyone, all of you.
Harmonic Whiskey Tales.
Harmonic Hemp Tales.
Yeah. I just got myself a alternate vape pen with some hemp e-liquid with CBD in it. So, yeah, because I was saying before, it's actually, supposedly it's a more efficient way to get it into your system, so you need like less of it. So this little thing here is like $30, like the little refill thing.
Whereas, how long does that last for?
Well, they reckon like at least like a month or two, potentially, if you don't cane it, which I probably will, so probably a week. But it's better than a bottle of CBD oil that I've got lasting me probably 2 weeks.
Where'd you get that from?
USA, basically.
Yeah, there was a stand when we went away, of course, close
for
to Byron.
For CBD?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't stop, though. I spent my money on the Mozzie stuff instead.
Stuff that they make here. Up north. I've yet to find CBD that's made in Australia, so because it'd be a fucking lot cheaper than buying. Because all the stuff you buy here currently is from the States.
I can ask YB's friends to suss it out for me and get the details
for you. It'd be good, because I want to try and find the oil that isn't quite so expensive.
Of course.
Because the stuff I got from the UK was pretty cheap because it was on offer. But the stuff I'd normally get, which is this Charlotte's Web stuff, is like 100 and... Well, it's like 200 and something bucks for a bottle the same size that I'm getting.
It doesn't help with the exchange
rate. Yeah. So, I mean, it's all right, but... Yeah, it gets expensive, so still pretty cheaper than drinking if you add up the amount that you use it over the time. But
your vase of whiskey,
he says, with this like decanter he's drinking straight out of.
And I'm big tumbler. I should have asked you for one of my Nonna wine glasses that I bought.
Yeah, they're in the thing. They're like kind of like 70s martini glasses or something. They're like, they're sort of shaped like a martini glass,
yeah, but
not
cute.
Quite so funky. They're more rounded sort of thing.
If you don't like them, I can take them back.
Well, I probably won't use them unless people are here, but it's nice to have them because I don't have any sort of...
I probably should have started off with that instead of literally a vase. At least it's not up to the brim.
I'm going
to
get some of those ones you've got, which is like a... stemless wine glass, I think. I might get a couple.
Great. IKEA.
The Vicar's Basement have them for like $15.
Victoria's Basement's fantastic.
Yeah, I fucking love it. It's my favourite shop.
Yeah.
The first time I ever went in one, it blew my mind. I was like, what's this place? In the one in the city.
QVB.
Yeah, and I just went into it and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
But you've got to take your backpack off because
they'll knock everything over. Yeah, A, you'll knock everything over, and B, they think you're nicking stuff. But
I know why you liked it, because as soon as you go down the escalators, the first thing that you see to the left is tea mugs with Queenie on them.
They do sell the Queenie mugs in there. So they got everything. You can even get the Prince William and Kate ones now. I'm waiting for the Meghan Markle and what's-his-face ones.
Harry.
I probably won't get those. I prefer Queenie. I'm a traditionalist.
What can I say? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the Queen. She's all right.
She goes all right, doesn't she? I like the rule, that no one else can go to bed before she does.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently that's one of the rules to be living in the pad.
What, so... That's a bit weird. But I suppose if you remember the public, it wouldn't really matter because you're not going to be sleeping with the Queen or in her house, are you? I don't think. Well, maybe you are. I don't know.
Anyway.
I think the small amount of whiskey I've got.
We digress. And once again, it's probably about 10 minutes into it and it's just been nonsensical.
We're only 5 minutes in, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Should I set a timer, do you think?
Yeah.
Although, I'll put an hour on it. so that if that happens, then we'll.
We just stuffed our faces with cheese.
Aldi cheese, pretty good.
The unicorn was hungry. Hungry.
Pickles, cheese, biscuits, bit of relish.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Bit of a waffle, chatting away, as per usual.
Yeah, it was good.
Forever. So I've been away. It's a bit hard to get away. I sent you a photo of Ace, that gorgeous little dog that I was looking after. Yeah. He was so sweet. I fell so in love with him. I had him for 10 days and I was heartbroken when he got picked up on...
Hang on, which one was Ace? Which one did I meet? The black one.
That was Ace.
Oh, that was Ace.
Yeah, that was Ace. Okay, he's pretty, I met him. Yeah, he's cool. Oh, he's so beautiful.
Maybe I should get a dog. I don't know.
Definitely. So I got a phone call to say, look, I can come and pick him up earlier. And I said, No. I was just about to have a nap, but I'll take him for a walk instead and you can pick him up then. And this is us in the park. It was quite hot, so I made him sit down in the shade. And he ended up...
Oh, just sort of lying on your
lying
legs.
Lying on my lap.
Yeah. He did like a lot of attention.
Oh, he was just so beautiful. So I couldn't stop crying. Serious. Oh, it was very bad. I was so upset.
Would you get a dog?
I'd love to keep him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I.
But you'd have to have a dog that wasn't too energetic.
Yeah.
Or at least not too strong, I suppose.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so you need like a little dog.
Or thank you.
Or an old dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if they wanted to find a home for him, I'd definitely take him in. He was so cute. I'll have to show you another video with him greeting me with a teddy bear that I gave him. He was so happy to see me. He was crying, holding the teddy bear, and just following me around. It was so sweet.
And he has owners and stuff. He's not like a rescue dog that you were looking after. It's like actual owners.
So yes.
You can persuade them to give him up.
I was tempted to tell them that he ran away.
Yeah, I've lost him. Sorry.
Here's some pickles. So I was meant to pack that. I was meant to finalise my packing because we were flying out. I had to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning to fly out.
Oh, God. But I couldn't.
And I said to the bear, I said, yep. So I got up at about 2:15 the next morning to finish up my packing. Yeah, it was a long day because we end up leaving 4 o'clock to get to the airport, and then the flight was at 6.
And you're flying Jetstar.
Yes. And all I wanted when I got there was nothing was open, and the way I like to start my holiday is with a bit of Prosecco. Prosecco disco. Celebrating that you're on. Hello, celebrating you're on holidays. And the bar wasn't even open, so I was having another meltdown.
You should have smuggled some three with you or something.
Oh, they ended up opening up and we managed to squeeze two of the little baby bottles in.
I'm going to sit down.
Oh, you take a load off.
Yeah, I've been standing all day at my stupid standing desk.
Oh, I've been sitting researching today. And
I don't think I've ever sat here like this before.
No, you haven't. Not in front of my face like that. And, of course, with the daylight savings, we fly out at 6 and we land at 6:35 in Brisbane. And I texted my brother because I'd had very little sleep, and same with the bear because he drove over his car, dropped it off, left it there so his flatmate could pick it up. And, it was quite an operation.
Yeah, right.
Good one, Ace, breaking my heart. But as soon as we landed in Brisbane, I texted my brother and I said, I've got a big favour. Can we please come and crash at your place just for a couple of hours? We can't check in till 2 o'clock. And he said, yep, that's fine. And that was a lifesaver. It was still a long day. Got a funny story to tell you. Initially, and probably, I don't know, it was X amount of days before I'm meant to fly out, the hotel called and said, we're sorry, we're going to have to cancel your booking because the hotel is completely flooded and won't be reopening until later in November.
Shit. Fucking hell.
Found out that it worked out really well for us. We, under the same chain, we ended up getting relocated into the valley on James Street, quite a bit of a swanky area. And the place is called the Khalil and it's very Mediterranean. It's really sexy, actually. I'll show you some pictures afterwards. Except the Juliet balcony cracked me up. We had my friend the magistrate come over to have some bubbles with us before we were going out for our very expensive and delicious Japanese meal.
Oh, nice.
I said, check out the Juliet balcony. She said, am I going to fit out there? Sorry.
Balcony in inverted commas.
Oh, yeah. You open the door and that was it.
Yeah. One of those you just slide the doors and it's just like a,
it was crazy.
A railing, but that's it.
Yeah. The place is so sexy. It is so real great smart space. So you have, it's only 35 square meters, really small, but
well, the whole hotel.
Whole room.
Oh, whole room.
It was doofus. But it was great. You had the bedroom, and then you had the bathroom, and it had dividing. Was that your stomach?
Yeah, it's like a little rumble. <thing. laughs> Maybe it's all the cheese and biscuits. Oh, and all the whiskey.
Saying, I'm back to being a lactard.
Probably.
Or, and you're getting a bit of your pirate thing on.
Yeah,
for your Christmas party. Aren't you going to go?
I'll go to the party, but I don't know if I'll dress up. I want to swim.
Just jump in. I'll get Jo to make sure she gets you to walk the plank.
No, that's a threat. If you don't dress up, you have to walk the plank. It's like, well, I'll be in the fucking water anyway, so you bring it on, I'll be fine.
Funny. So this place that we ended up staying at, if we'd booked the 3 nights, would have cost over $1,000.
Oh, Jesus.
And they said, look, we're going to match it for you. And initially, we're going to get a deluxe room, which would have faced the pool and the cabanas and the restaurant and the bar. It's very Mediterranean, very sexy, clean, like very chic. But they ended up putting us in a room that just faced the other way and quite industrial.
Nice. Yeah,
Then they ended up just charging us 2 nights. So we paid under
$300. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So not only was it a cheaper rate, you paid less nights for what you were going to pay anyway.
Yeah, maybe they just did that out of goodwill because of the
well, they don't want a bad review, I guess. Maybe
that's right. So that was a real treat, and walking distance to the valley, which is fun and dangerous, the Fortitude Valley.
Dangerous?
Party Central.
Oh, God.
So we had actually Friday night was an accidental blowout. Caught up with my brother, and he'd been volunteering for all the farmers with his staff, and he ended up taking his staff out for drinks, and I think just drinks. By the time we got to them, I thought, have you had any food today? Quite special. Guess how much the bill was.
For a fancy place, was it?
Oh, it's a nice water bar. I think it's called W Bar.
Water bar.
And it was just drinks. And I think there's 12 of them, and then maybe 5 of them left in the end, or 4.
Oh, God, in the thousands.
It was almost $1,000. Yeah, quite impressive. So, yeah, that was.
Just keep going.
Yeah. That was fun. Bit of a late night. It was a long day since we'd been up.
So, that was the first day you got there?
Yeah.
And you went out and did all that?
Yes. Well, I took the bear to...
So I couldn't do that. I'm terrible on holiday.
I took the bear to the Green Beacon, which is one of the breweries in Tenerife, which has got an amazing selection of beers. And I've got the Penny Porter, which is the chocolatey coffee stout. It's really, really delicious. It's so funny. All the guys in there were paying out the bear saying, what are you doing drinking a lady's lager? And she's drinking the man's drink. Like, yeah.
Nice.
So we're there, and then we went to the Italian club for dinner, which was lovely. And that's my parents trying to call. Sorry. I'll send them a text in a minute. They're very sick in Penang.
Penang. Oh, right.
Had the hardcore flu for 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. Yeah, bedridden. That's not good. Yeah.
No, so I'll text them in a minute. So that was the first night.
God.
And poor Yogi Bear was so drunk by the end of the night. He said, look, when are we going home? I said,
that's why I didn't.
I said, just, you know, just another drink. And then we end up, and he just said, you and your brother, when you're together, when you're like that, is just a nightmare. I said, yeah, that's why we live in separate states.
Yeah, we have to live at least 1,000 kilometres apart.
Well, especially you and your family, they're all thirsty as well, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. God, yeah.
Yeah, well, you came back, nearly left your liver back home.
Yeah, I had to stop, wind down the whiskey drinking for a while. That's probably why I've not been drinking so much recently. It's probably because of that. I'm still trying to recover. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, who knows? Maybe because I'm just fucking broke. But
we know that.
No, it's all good.
Aww.
God. Well, it already sounds like you've done more on that holiday than I'd have done in about 4 days, probably.
Or the Saturday. Holiday, oh, I just poked myself in the eye. Oh, that didn't feel very comfortable.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Especially with these. Oh. Yeah, and then Saturday was a really long day as well. We had Halloween with the little one,
oh, yeah,
Isla. So she's dressed as a unicorn, and I just had like a 70s roller girl thing look happening.
As you do. That's and just your normal look, though.
Yeah, pretty much. It was my normal clothes. Yeah. and the bear was dressed as a pirate, and I did his makeup for him, gave him some
makeup.
Yeah, oh, gave him a pirate scar on the face and some eyeliner.
I think that's what they're expecting.
And
at
I painted
this Christmas
his nails
party.
Black. He's so funny. I'd do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll paint your nails for you.
But if I just paint my nails black, that's not really enough. They just
draw a scar on your face. And I've got, we can lend you the bandana thing that's got skulls on it.
Oh, yeah, that might work.
Definitely. I've got so
but
much
I've got
pirate
my fedora.
Stuff.
I might maybe wrap that around the fedora. So I'm like a sort of, I want to go contemporary pirate.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Pirate chic.
Pirate chic.
I used to do the International Talk Like a Pirate Day every year. Yeah, so I've got a bit of stuff at home. Got some pantaloons.
Yeah, I'm not wearing pantaloons. I'm wearing my boardies.
Fit.
Yeah.
One of your legs would fit into.
Yeah, it's not
going to
work. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun though.
I want to be scruffy, just scruffy enough so I won't be able to go out after the boat. I won't be able to get in anywhere. So then I can go home.
We just wear thongs because it's
well, yeah,
open.
That's a given, that's definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There you go, you're sorted.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joe, if you're listening, which you're probably not.
Yeah, no, well, they're actually trying to book somewhere afterwards. So okay. I was like, oh, I know your game. So just check the dress code.
As long as if it's Big Poppers, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Have you?
Well, yeah, they wouldn't give a fuck there. But I actually said, oh, we should go there. We should go Baxter's or something. But then someone's like, oh, no, Baxter's smells. It's like, well, I've never noticed that, to be honest with you. But then I've always been quite drunk in there.
Yeah. So there's plenty
Baxter's
of other...
is a whiskey bar in Sydney. There you go. There's something I know where it is. And I've actually been there. It's very
in
cool.
In a laneway.
It's very hard to describe where it is. I love the feeling of taking someone there for the first time.
They're going to get mugged.
Yeah, they just think, where the fuck are you taking me? And you take them down this alleyway and then you turn right down this thing and then there's just like barrels of like, you know, those metal beer barrels there and you just walk down this fire escape door and then they're just like, where the fuck are you taking me? And then you open this door and it's just like, it's like magical realm of whiskey and rock and roll.
Oh,
and
it's great. And
so
it's
so cool.
The lighting's perfect.
Just the look
it's
on
the
people's
right
faces.
Size.
Like, you always need to go in first and then back in and watch them as they come in.
Well,
so
that's
you can
right.
See their
it's kind of, you feel like you've been transported somewhere out of Sydney,
amazing.
Don't you?
Same with Shady Pines, actually. It's got the same,
oh, that's
same
hilarious.
Vibe. It's just like a fire door and you walk in. You walk down.
But they used to give out the bowl of the peanuts, and I used to. Yeah. I think maybe we've talked about this. Or maybe I just told the bear.
I like the monkey nuts where you have
monkey
to break
nuts,
open.
You break them, yeah. And I just throw the shells over my shoulder.
Well, yeah, in Baxter's, to tip them, they've got a bucket, and you have to throw your coins into it from across the bar. And there's like a whole bloody rack of whiskey
yeah,
bottles behind
danger,
it, so you got to
danger,
be
danger.
Accurate. But
especially after. Few whiskeys.
Yeah, too many whiskeys.
Just enough whiskey to be confident enough to get it in,
yeah.
But not too much that you smash something.
Yeah.
Ricochet and then not, you know, get someone in the eyeball.
Yeah, smash a $2,000 bottle of whiskey or something.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
No, that wouldn't be good. But yeah, it's a great place. So,
we had
yeah.
the most incredible Japanese experience.
Oh, yeah, Japanese
brand new
meal.
Restaurant called Honto.
What was it?
Honto?
Honto.
Yes, honto, if you want to be nice. Japanese about honto. It, which I always like to look up the etymology of that.
Yeah,
it's either full of life, or if it's used in conversational, in a greeting, it means really or why. So, for instance, you say, I just asked you, would you, you know, would you consider...
A honto.
Honto is basically, I just won this. Honto. Really? How? You know?
Right.
Yeah, so it's like an element of surprise. But someone else said it's true.
That's condensation. I'm not
sure. I thought you just dribbled down the front of yourself.
Yeah.
And someone else said it's truth or reality. So maybe it's just called really. Really?
Really?
Really? You'd love it because, once again, it's down. You're walking around Fortitude Valley, dark alley, and it's got a view. You go in, and it's really dark. You can't take any photos in there, which is really appealing.
It's like Spice Temple.
But we had to get the phones out to be able to read the menu because it was so dark in there. So it kind of killed the vibe a little bit. But there's a collaboration of guys that have got another restaurant, which I've not been to. But one of the owners, he. His name is Tyrone Simon. He did the fit out. So he did this traditional wood burning technique on the walls and all the surfaces that he could. And it's called Shao Sugiban.
Sugiban.
Sugiban, which is pretty amazing. It was so sexy. It was right amount of concrete and wood and darkness, and it felt like I was in New York or very sleek,
cool,
like a Melbourne
kind of, Melbourne vibe. Yeah.
So that was incredible. We did the banquet, which was
and sort of like kind of standard Japanese sort of food, or
well,
sort
it's
of fusion-y kind of
traditional
stuff,
with a modern twist.
Yeah. Okay.
I know that sounds like a juxtaposition, but and a bit weird, but it was. The food was so fresh and so amazing. Oh, yeah. I'm salivating just thinking about it. I mean, the guys that have.
I just always go back to Kyoto when I think about my food in Japan in terms of the best food we ate.
And they were so good because they catered for me for the Glutard factor. So the guys would be getting some wheaty things. Read out some of that.
Charcoal chicken, tsukuni, teriyaki, egg yolk. Wasabi beef, edamame, avocado, chili, candied pumpkin seeds. Ooh. Honte drumstick, tuna, avocado, salmon, taro chip, wasabi, mayo.
Mm. Oh, so good.
Wagyu tartar, smoked soy, egg yolk, lotus root, nori. Yeah, that would be fucking amazing. Lobster katsu sando. Oh, salted cabbage, dill slaw.
I'll be back. I need a refill.
So that was
already.
A sandwich.
Oh, yes.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to Devon tomorrow with my friend, and they've got this Korean fried chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah, the original one that's in Surrey Hills.
Oh, it's fucking so good.
Yeah, there used to be
one
on Dank Street, and I went for they have the breakfast burgers. It's amazing. The karagi chicken's amazing, isn't
good
it?
Good fucking food. Yeah. So
it's
I'm
a shame
very
that
excited.
It's a shame that closed down because of more development in Sydney.
Yeah, it's weird because, I mean, it seems really... I've been there a few times to the one in North Sydney and it's really consistently good. Like, I haven't had a bad meal there yet and I've been about four or five times.
Oh, it's nothing about the consistency.
Good.
It was the fact that they vacated all the art galleries and the restaurants so that they could sell the land to build apartments.
Yeah, that's happening.
On Dank Street.
Yeah. Well, that's what's happened in King's Cross. They just, lockout laws, push everyone out. Develop into apartments, restaurants, trendy food. I think that's the vibe.
Yeah.
So, maybe something like that will come back there eventually, but obviously it ruins it for people who are trying to enjoy that sort of stuff in the meantime. But
yeah.
Prawn donut, red shisho, kimchi mayo. Oh,
you keep talking, I'll be back.
I'll just keep talking about this food. Charcoal chicken... Tsukuni, teriyaki, egg yolk. Lots of egg yolks. I imagine it's like the 60-degree egg stuff. That shit's fucking great. Seared tuna, fennel, daikon, yuzu, kosho, ponzu. Yeah, that sounds pretty fucking good. I'd eat all this. What else have we got? Yellowtail, avocado, cream. That sounds a bit cool. Yuzu, namjim. Oh, nice. Puffed rice. Oh, yeah, that all sounds pretty fucking awesome. So, there we go. That's pretty good. I'm just trying to see. Oh, look, we've got lots of other... I found the links. I'm a Unicorn's links. Oh, Minion Falls, Pasta Bar, Brunswick Heads. I'm giving away all the stuff. Dickies. I found your links. Oh, I'm giving away secrets.
No, it's okay. Ask me some
Honto.
Questions.
Well, that's where we went to. That's where we were on. Yeah.
Yep.
The Bowery.
So after we rocked up at the restaurant, you can't make bookings, but they've got a bar next door called Two O's from Honto, which they have a little, looks like an eyebrow. So it looked like a face.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we had a couple of cocktails there and then we went in and had sake with our dinner, and we were trying to get, and the guys were having such a blast. They got up and had, the music was so good. They got up and had a bit of a wiggle. I've got a very funny video. Then I went to the bathroom, and then I was ready to join them again. And then a Jimmy Somerville song came on, and the bathrooms are huge, so I shut the door and I just had a dance on my own. And then I raced back to them, and our waiter, he was fantastic. We were trying to get him to come out with us afterwards. Marianne had the absolute hots for him. She was she had a Samantha on from Sex and the City big time. So we went to the Bowery, which is a bar in the valley, and great cocktails and really good music. And I typical unicorn me, went up to the DJ and I said, "Oh, you know, I've got a lot of friends that are DJs, and I don't usually do this, but do you mind if I just put in a request?" I said, "You probably don't remember me." He said, "I remember you from last time." But it was in a nice night. We had good rapport. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I requested Saturday De La Soul, you know, the roller skates
Saturday,
one. Yeah. And it had
No, that's something else, isn't it? I'm thinking of something else.
I'm not singing. No, I don't do karaoke.
Yeah, I don't.
It's De La Soul. It was really early De La Soul. Fantastic. I think from De La Soul is dead.
Yeah.
It's talking about roller skates. And anyway, so the floor was filled.
I need to get that on vinyl. I'm getting really into listening to vinyl now that I've got my setup. Mm. And that's one of the benefits of
living alone.
Living alone and just having the vinyl there and just listening to albums. And yeah, so good. Just putting the headphones on and plugging into the mixer and just sitting there in my nice fancy new chair and just...
Of course.
Like I feel sophisticated.
In your Eames chair.
My Eames, yeah.
Your fancy pants.
Pretty fucking good.
Yes, it's so comfortable. Yeah. And surprised I got out of it so quickly.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised. We'll do a podcast from the lounge next time, I think. We'll get it set up.
Both fall asleep.
I think we could do it. We could just... we probably could. But yeah, we would
all
just
right,
be
let's
asleep.
Let's get over the next challenge, which is the kitchen challenge.
Oh, yeah, we need to film next. Yeah, we're going to test that shit out and see. But we're going to have a few teething problems, I'm sure, but we'll be all right.
Part of the fun.
I could just get a really long cable and just hold one of these mics all the time. I'd be like a singer trying to chop and... But hold the mic somehow. I don't know. That probably isn't going to work. But we'll figure it out. But, yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to think the levels, because you're going to be chopping and then cooking.
Yeah, I think it's not going to really work until I get a remote mic and actually have myself mic'd properly.
Yeah.
Until then, it might not sound. It might sound all right. I don't know. But you'll obviously sound like this because you'll be talking into one of these mics, and I'll be sounding a bit further away and a bit more spacious.
Or do we position the Zoom so it's in between the two of us and hopefully we'll have a balance?
Well, no, the Zoom's going to be essentially really near the chopping board pointing at me. Okay. And then one wire will come into your mic, so you'll have that. So I'll have the Zoom on me most of the time.
Okay.
And then when I'm cooking at the cooker bit, I'll have the other mic pointing right at me as well. So.
I have a feeling it's going to pick up the chopping sound a
lot.
Oh,
yeah, it will, yeah.
Maybe have to put it up on a... block or something.
Yeah, it's got a mount on it, so you can actually put it on a tripod. So, but that would mean buying a third tripod, which I don't really want to do. So, I might get a mini tripod, like one of those gorilla pod things, and just have that because that sits about half a foot off the thing. Mm-hmm. Then, so, but it might be all right. I don't know. I don't chop too loud.
Knives are too sharp.
Yeah, they're too sharp, so it'll be fine. So,
I offered Timmy a plastic sword. For his pirate Christmas outfit. Party. So no, I'm just going to use a samurai sword.
I'll just bring a real sword. I don't actually have a
ninja.
Well, actually, one of my knives almost looks like a samurai sword. You can actually buy a knife from my knife shop, Chef's Armory. Check it out, chefsarmory.com. You can get one of the sashimi knives, like the long, thin ones, but it's actually, you can buy one that's got a sword tip to it, so it looks like a katana.
Oh, amazing.
But it's only like, 35 centimetres long or something. But that's very fucking cool. So, yeah, maybe. I don't need a sashimi knife, though. That's the problem. But
no.
And I'd have to get a left-handed one, which is just so expensive. So it's like $1,000 or something.
We won't be doing that. So shutting that down.
I have enough knives.
Now.
So, yeah, so yes, I was... Shall we have a brief interlude where I tell you about my weed smoking experience from last week?
Yes, and then I can tell you more about my holiday.
Yeah.
Because I've got some cool things to talk about. As per usual.
As per usual. This won't take very long.
Darling, so you essentially, just go for it.
I smoked a little bit of weed for the first time in quite a while. And initially enjoyable, but then...
Oh, no.
Totally freaked out. Oh. But it always happens with me and weed. I know it's going to happen, so you have to embrace the paranoia. So for a while, I thought I was basically dying. And freaked out a bit and was like, just, yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter.
That's
that bit
not
was
good.
I don't know, it's just what happens when I smoke weed. You just have to know that's going to happen and get past that and then move on. So I went from one point thinking I was dying to then coming up with a really ingenious new kind of multi-room modular speaker system that I've invented. I can't say much more because I'm going to patent it. But it was really, really cool idea. So I can't talk about that. But anyway, that was one idea I had.
Sounds like the Inner West sound system. Have you seen that?
No, what's that?
Or the reggae. It's actually this Saturday. This Saturday? Yeah, this Saturday is the Inner West Reggae Festival. And the Gonzo and a couple of his friends have got this sound system. It's crazy. It's this... probably about 1.5 times the size of this room, and
so like 5 meters or something. Yeah.
And the width, it's
yeah, my speaker system isn't
makes
that
every
big,
hair on your body stand.
Yeah, that's cool.
back to you. So
yeah, so
something,
I freaked out,
kind of like that.
I freaked out, but then it was the day we had these mad thunderstorms as well, like that when we had that crazy thunderstorm.
I was probably
away. Probably
away.
It was amazing. And then there was just loads of rain falling. And I decided I'd record some rain sounds on my mic. So
nice.
I did that for about an hour.
That's calming.
Yeah, so I've got that to listen to now. It's pretty cool. So I did that for a bit. But then I had this idea and I just hijacked it and started talking into it. So I can actually play it back if you want to hear it. It's
really fucking.
And then, so I went from that and then I spiraled again and started thinking about technology. And I actually figured out what's going to happen in the future.
Okay.
It gets pretty fucking dark.
All right.
So what's going to happen is we're integrating more with technology now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So as we progress more, we're going to find ways to integrate technology into our biology, essentially. And mm-hmm. we're going to have things attached to
chips,
our skin and all
mm-hmm.
sorts. This is what my brother's going into at the moment. And so it's going to go beyond AI almost, but we'll also have AI running simultaneously, and then we're going to integrate more with technology, and then there'll become a point where the technology will actually
take over,
which it already is with social media and stuff. It's fucking with our heads. So this is just the start. That's AI already fucking with us. So that's going to get worse and worse and worse. We'll integrate more and more, then eventually the AI will take over, whether it'll be Google or Apple or Amazon or one of those is going to trigger something, and they're going to become the dominating force, and we'll integrate more and we'll become taken over. It will completely essentially assimilate us and destroy us, like the Borg or like in the Matrix, where we become
wasn't there a movie about that where the guy
the Matrix
yes,
oh yeah, also, Transcendence,
yes,
yeah, yeah, Johnny Depp, and yeah, yeah.
Oh no, the one where the guy won the a trip to a remote place and was in this forest. I can't remember. I think it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he fell in love with the robot.
Yeah, the robot, sexy robot.
Yeah. That was a great movie.
Yeah, it's fucking freaky.
What was
though.
It called? Was oh, it called remember. AI or something like that?
No, it was called...
iRobot or... I don't know.
iRobot. Yeah, I know what you mean. We'll find out and put the link up because it's a great movie.
Oh, it's excellent.
I'll write that down. Hot robot movie. She was hot. She gets naked as well. Lara Croft, she's Lara Croft now, but really bad. That's really bad. Don't watch that. So yeah, anyway, so it'll come to that point, yeah, and then the AI will take over, and then essentially we'll get assimilated and fucked up and used for batteries or whatever the Matrix said. It'll be something like that. We'll become a subservient species, essentially, mm-hmm. to the AI, and we'll get used in some way, which we kind of already are.
We are slaves to technology, aren't we?
And then essentially it's going to take over the planet
mm-hmm.
and develop... It's essentially going to turn the Earth into a giant computer, but it's going to use biology to generate. Yeah, that's an aeroplane coming apart.
Coming
apart horribly. If it lands on us, we'll know. Not coming apart, coming over us. Anyway,
it's for keeping it inappropriate.
Yeah, it's my doom and gloom section. So then, remember, I was really high when I thought about this. So, you know. And so the planet will become like a giant computer, and essentially it will start using biology and physics and all this kind of stuff to create. So it used the sun as its energy source, and it's going to create massive sections of the planet for like RAM and for hard drive space, and but you're finding ways through biology to actually make that work, and then constructing all these things. And so eventually the whole planet becomes this massive supercomputer that has this ultimate AI, and we're just a part of that substructure of how this computer system works.
Well, isn't that already what's happening with us running around, making the world spin and running to work and working here and doing that?
Well, no, that's it. It's already starting to happen. Yeah. And with social media and all that stuff, it's starting to fuck with our heads and all this kind of stuff. And it is a form of AI, essentially, that it's already starting to affect. It's digital intelligence and our intelligence starting to form into one, and it's winning. Oh, it's getting windy. So that's what I think is going to happen in the future. So sorry, guys, but we're basically fucked unless we make a change right now. But I think it's going to be better for the planet, because it's going to start finding ways that doesn't actually destroy the planet and the ecosystem, because it's going to need to use that to run itself, essentially. So it will save the planet in the long run, but we'll be fucked as a species.
Yeah, because we'll run out of food, because a computer doesn't need food to sustain.
Yeah, well, essentially that happens, but then does it decide it wants to keep us on or not? Or, you know, so does it become like the Matrix, where it just plugs us into something and gives us the nutrients and use us to, you know, generate power or do whatever it is? I don't know what the fuck it will use us for.
Some form of slavery.
Yeah, essentially.
Which is happening now.
Kind of happening now, really. So you can see where I was going with this. It's like pretty deep.
Well, no, slavery has happened for very long time, but it's a conversation that we can...
Just imagine a whole part of the world, like kind of South America, becomes just a whole section of biological RAM that it uses to access and do all the stuff that RAM does. And then you've got one area which is used to store memory, and one area which is... So all the desert areas become its power sources, where it just puts up solar and wind energy and energy from the waves and stuff. So that's how it generates its power, and then roots that into all these kind of substructures that it creates. And it's fucked up. Yeah, seriously. So this is why I shouldn't smoke weed, because I think of shit like that. And then it was literally, I thought of that, and then like literally 20 minutes later, I thought of this ingenious modular speaker system that I could sell to people and make millions.
Well,
so before we get fucked up by AI... I'll make some money off all you.
Good idea. That
well,
sounds
I probably
like a
not
plan.
Because it's. I prefer to sell the idea to like Sony or something. But it's very cool. I'll tell you about it later. But I don't want to say it on here.
All right, secret.
Or maybe
squirrel.
If I say it on here, it becomes patented. Like it doesn't really, does
no.
it?
No, no. It's not trademarked or anything.
No, it's pretty cool though.
Mm. So. I mean, all our valuable listeners out there.
Yeah, we must have a few. Well, we got up to 1,000 at one point.
I know, that's pretty great.
I don't know where we're at now. I haven't checked. Yeah. I don't want to be depressed and think that we got to 1,000 and then just slacked off.
No, we're going to be consistent.
We are. Yeah.
We are.
I'm going to start cooking a
bit. I'm actually taking you, speaking about science fiction, and I'm going to take you out on an excursion next Thursday night.
Is that a movie? Sci-fi movie?
No.
Predator?
No. Finally, you know how we were quite confused by the Star Wars advertising?
Oh, yeah.
I found out what it's all about.
I saw that on your link. I was like, oh, Star Wars link. Yes. Apparently it's going on for a while, though, isn't it? It's like.
However, next Thursday night, it actually opens on the Friday, the 16th of November, at the Powerhouse Museum on Harris Street in Ultimo.
Okay.
But I've got two.
I know where that is.
I've got two tickets. They've on the night they've got a free part to it. On that opening night, I wouldn't buy a ticket. The tickets are $36, and it's just you have to.
Lots of people.
Yeah, forget it. I'm gonna go when everyone's
overdrive.
yeah. Well, and it's gonna be so popular that
may as well go.
You have to book a time do it. It's strict time restriction.
How long is it going on for? Because I know the last one they had. There went on for like a year or something. So
I'll just double check for you.
Because I know, maybe that's going to happen this time. I don't know, but possibly. But.
Well, it goes to.
So are we going to that then? Is that what we're doing?
Well, we're going to. It's we're going to the. Open the museum late night session from 7 till 10.
Oh, okay.
And what they've got on the forecourt, they've got Sydney Observatory astronomers and telescopes set up. So you,
oh,
yep,
cool.
So you can do stargazing. You can experience the illusion of weightlessness in a zero gravity space lab. It'd be very, very cool.
How do they do that?
It might be a VR thing. I'm not sure. Oh. I tried to find some more information and
like put you in a lift and drop you like 15 floors or something. That'd be kind of cool.
What I'd expect is to be put into a room where you didn't have it.
They could do that with a lift, actually. If they're like in a big tall building, they could actually program it to drop you at terminal velocity and then slow you down gradually, and you could probably experience about 4 or 5 seconds of weightlessness. That'd be pretty cool.
And a roller coaster.
Or a roller coaster, yeah. I suppose that's already exists. But. I'd like to do one of those aeroplanes that you can do that. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Although I'd probably get sick and throw up everywhere, but
yeah. Well. Okay. Drops while the while this is loading.
Yeah, I think that was. So yeah, hang on. The long run of the weed smoking thing is I don't think I want to do it anymore because it just freaks me out too much. I mean, I know I have these crazy mad ideas which are quite cool, but I think it's just too freaky.
No, well, I think it doesn't sound very pleasant to me.
No, the initial thing is not very pleasant at all. But then afterwards is really good. I get really creative and think of cool ideas and weird ways to think. So if I could just bypass that initial bit, then it would be good. But I don't think I can.
It's not worth it.
So I'm just going to stick to the CBD because I get a nice chilled feeling off that. Yeah, so I think that's the way to do it. So.
It goes.
I want to plug this thing in, actually.
It goes till June next year. June 10th, 2019.
Okay, so there's time. So the way they're doing it is you book a time and they have a set number of people that come in and that's it, sort of thing.
Yeah, I'll explain why. So next week, there's other things that are happening on the free late night session.
Yeah, I've got the front door open as well. Right, we haven't made a particularly good sound recording environment.
No, it sounds very unusual considering the topics that we've been talking about.
Yeah, I should shut the
predators
front door really,
just about to walk through the hallway.
Oh yeah, I've only got my lightsabers in there. I don't have my knives.
And I'm just about to read about a professor that's going to be talking about the potential Martian life. He's doing. She's doing I think it's a female doing a very short talk on that.
Martian, as in life on Mars, or general life. In the universe.
That's all I was told. Martian.
So probably
life.
On Mars then, yeah. Well, yeah. They actually think there could be biological life on Mars within the ice, because there's ice on Mars, and they found life, well, biological life living in ice in Antarctica and places like that. So they do know it's possible. So I think there probably could easily be, but it's probably not some dude, you know, with a spaceship.
The green guys with the big heads.
Although I think that does exist somewhere in the universe because it's so fucking big, it's bound to be. Well, that's what I think anyway.
You get to create your own cosmic circuits and play with electricity.
Oh, I like playing with electricity.
Yeah. Travel through the universe in a VR lab, which would be very, very cool. And you get to make
VR's
your own...
VR's fucking awesome.
Make your own paper microchip universe and learn about November stars. And there goes your tummy again.
Yeah. I'll tell them about my planet taking over AI theory, see what they think.
Okay. Yeah, do it.
We should take the mic along with us, really.
Yeah, let's do it.
We can do it as we're going around.
I really wanted to do the exhibition, though. So they've got, out of George Lucas's archives, they've got the rare costumes, props, models, artworks, and all the behind the scenes from the movie making process. However, at the beginning of the exhibit, you get to create your own Star Wars identity. I think as you travel through, you must set up a name, and then as you go through, you get asked a whole lot of questions, and then at the end of the exhibition, you meet your new identity based on your answers it sounds very cool, doesn't it?
Sounds cool. So that's next Thursday.
That you've got to pay for. That's $36 per adult. But I'm going to do that. I just don't think next Thursday night. But all the rest of the stuff would be really interesting to do itself. And that's only 3 hours. And
yeah, that would be good, yeah.
Yeah, so we're booked in for 7 o'clock. You and I are going.
What on Thursday?
Yep.
Thursday the... 15th. We shouldn't tell everyone. What if all our fans come and bombard us? Don't say.
We'll be dressed up as the stormtroopers.
Oh, should we take the lightsabers?
I'll be Princess Leia.
I'll be Han Solo.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, although he didn't have a lightsaber. Oh, the coolest thing. So there's these guys, Black Bear Barbecue guys, who are out west in Bankstown.
Never heard of them.
Fucking amazing. They started this company doing this incredible slow-cooked meats and all this, like proper Texas barbecue style stuff.
Yum.
And it's just gone gangbusters crazy. Mm. They're doing really well, and they've got a shop there, they've got a place there, and they actually go out to events and do all this slow-cooked meat, and it's fucking incredible. In their cool room door, in their place where they, in Bankstown, where they're based, the cool room door to walk into the walk-in fridge is Han Solo in carbonite. That's the door. It's fucking amazing. You're just like, oh, that is so cool. They Instagram it. Yeah, I'll send you the thing. I think it's at, hang on, I'll read it out now.
What's it called?
They're so good to follow. Hang on. So their Instagram is Black Bear Barbecue Oz, or one word. And essentially it's like a barbecue restaurant, that's what they call it. And they've got two shops in Blacktown and Moore Park. Bring authentic, low and slow wood smoke style barbecue to Sydney out of our biggest ever reverse flow offset smoker.
Okay.
It's just food porn, basically. It's just incredible.
I'll make sure I'll add that to the links.
Look, there's the picture of them in his hand setter in the car.
Oh, mate. That's
it's
brilliant.
Fucking incredible. Yeah. So yeah, I honestly, if you're in and around Sydney and you like your food, follow these guys on Instagram. And if you get a chance, head down there. But you've got to get there early because they, if you're going at the weekend, because they obviously can only cook a certain amount of food. I mean, they've got these massive cookers, so there's a shitload of food. But get there early and make a day of it.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Town's too far to travel.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mission. But that's where my mini mechanic's based out there now. So
that's okay for you. Otherwise, for me, not much else.
But you can actually, I think, hire them to come to an event and do stuff as well. So you can actually get in touch with them if you've got a big corporate event. I'm sure they could, because they've got one of their smokers that they hook up to the back of a truck, and they just drive it out to an event and set it up, and they're there for 24 hours cooking, and then the next day they do their thing. So
yum,
it's fucking amazing.
The beers,
and it's all really good quality food, and really good quality beef and all that stuff. So all grass fed, and so they actually
melts
have very good
mouth.
Traceability of their produce as well, which is really good. So,
excellent.
Yeah,
fantastic. You out of my links, did you have any questions?
I saw the Star Wars one. I was going to ask you about that, but we covered that, so that's cool.
You've got to come.
Yeah, I'll come along.
Good.
Yeah, I'm in social mode. I got two things on a Saturday. I'm doing two different things.
I know.
It's amazing,
isn't
it? I'm
very impressed.
The first thing I'm looking to more, the second thing is more people, so I might freak out a bit, but I'll be all right. It'll be okay. I'll ease up to it.
Just have you.
I'll take my vape pen.
Yeah.
It's charging at the moment.
Oh. Okay.
Although it was flashing before and now it's not. I don't know what that means.
Well, soon find out. Okay, so the bear's parking the car, but we'll just get in. I'll let him in the weekend. Or you can go and let him in or something.
I think I locked
the grill.
The grill, but you just twist it. It's all right.
That's cool. Still got lots to talk about with the holiday. We spent 4 days in Brisbane, which was fantastic. Dickie's was a vegan cafe.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Was absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
it was amazing. Oh, I usually don't.
Dickie's, we'll put the link up for that, guys.
Yeah, it's in New Farm next to the valley in Brisbane, and super tasty food. Unreal, actually. They looked like eggs, and there's this curried scrambled tofu.
Oh, right.
Unreal.
Nice.
And is it called Frika? Frika, it's a grain that was really toasty and yummy. That was beautiful.
I know what you mean. I think Jess has cooked that before. So.
Yeah, that was really gorgeous. And then on Monday, we picked up a hire car and we drove down to Great Southern Beach, which is almost 2 hours south of Brisbane. So you go past
Okay.
Yeah, it's just about 15 minutes before Byron. Nice. That's where the bear's best friends live. And they've got this gorgeous house. It's a Balinese style hut. I have to show you the photos of all of Emma's plants. They're incredible. She's got an obsession with bromeliads.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I want to fill up my courtyard with plants. That's my next mission.
She's put a lot of effort, and she admits herself, she gets up in the morning and she'll go out, start gardening, and won't eat or drink anything all day. The sun's going down. Total immersion.
Really. Yeah. It's so therapeutic, even just watering your plants. It's such a good thing to do, I think. I just love having my paws in the soil.
A lot of people use gloves, but that's why I paint the nails. She was saying that she wants to work.
Yeah, I think you've got to get your hands dirty and stuff.
You do. Well, she doesn't like wearing shoes, and her partner's come home and to find her at the front trying to. She's only a little thing. She's trying to push a boulder. I've just got a bum in the dirt, trying to push a boulder. But I'll just go get the trolley and we'll put it on the trolley, and then you just tell me wherever you want it. But their place is amazing. We were very lucky. They've got a big granny flat that's the size of a one-bedroom apartment. It's fully self-contained, and the decking is unreal. It overlooks, they're right next to the river, and so you walk out the back gate, hang a right, there's a little bridge, but you can hear the waves crashing all night long.
Fuzzy Bear?
Hello?
Oh yeah, we'll be right back. Did you get it? Yeah. We had a short break. It's all right.
Are you pausing?
Yes. Hang
on.
Can you just pause? Look. Right, we found something out on my thing. All those times when we were clapping because we had to edit something out or something, I could have just paused the fucking thing and it puts a mark in it.
Mm-hmm.
But there we go, we figured it out, we're back. So
we drove a car down to Great Southern Beach.
That's it, so 2 hours south of Brizzy.
That's right, heading towards Mexico, and stayed at Yogi Bear's beautiful friend's house, which is absolutely gorgeous. That the garden, you would be, I'm going to show you photos afterwards, yeah, and cool. The decking, they just live on the decking, hanging out, you can hear the geckos.
I've got so many little lizards and things in my,
it's great, isn't it?
Hundreds of them. So I want to just get lots of cool, shady spots. And
the last day, we were there on Monday, we snuck in a couple of swims and a beautiful brekkie at the Yum Yum Restaurant Cafe, which is by the beach. And a snake just slithered out in front of me. Nice. I was a bit scared, actually.
Dangerous snake or...
I don't care.
Don't get near it.
I don't care.
Probably best not to go near it.
It was a water snake. It was quite small. Oh, it was
Well, they could be really dangerous anyway. You just don't know.
Oh, just keep away from them. But
the sea snakes are the most poisonous out of all snakes anyway.
Well, I don't know.
Some guy died the other day actually from a sea snake bite. So you have to be careful.
Yeah, anyway, I wasn't a fan. And I didn't have very good ninja skills. I screamed, squealed like a little girl and paused, which is probably the best thing to do. Just be still and not scare them even more. That was a beautiful spot. As I was saying, you could hear the waves crashing from their apartment. I mean, right next to the river, they've got a little blow-up boat, which they... You poured yourself another big whiskey, have you, darling?
Yeah, but that's the 50% knicker.
Ah,
so
you're going to lose your knickers.
I will. 51.4%.
We arrived there and I had a little nap and met his friends, which they're absolutely beautiful. And the next day we went for a drive out to Murba, they call it.
Murba.
I can't even pronounce it at the moment.
Yeah, this is what I'm like with all Australian names. I always do it completely wrong.
Murralumba.
Murralumba.
That's why they call it Murba.
Let me have a go.
You're not going to be able to read my writing, though.
No, but that would make it even funnier. Oh, God. Murralumba. Murralumba.
The bear would be standing out there saying, oh, my God, I just want to come in and just smack these two heads together.
Yeah, Murralumba.
Yeah. Well, I looked that up, and it's Aboriginal for camping place.
We've distracted the bear with cheese. You can see him tucking in.
And after going there to the markets, because I wanted to cook them my chickpea casserole, which I think you've had, my chickpea casserole with the roasted pumpkin and
I don't know if I maybe have. I think I've only ever had your Moussaka.
No, you've had Moussaka, my turkey centaury bow, and one other thing.
Oh, that was good.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, made that last night, actually.
I'll have to get that recipe off you, actually, because that was very tasty.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't eat enough turkey mince, and actually it's really good.
It's really lean.
Turkey. Well, yeah, I don't actually mind the fat, but I like the taste of turkey, so... Yeah, good. It's actually quite a good source of protein as well. But
and it's just good having it in the lettuce leaves because instead of having it in, you know, keeping it low carb instead of having a taco shell.
I think it wouldn't be as good in a taco shell or something. It'd be nicer in a lettuce leaf.
So. I think so because it's got the ginger, garlic, chili, coriander and the tamari. So it's got all those other and then it has that crunch, which is really, really yummy.
Yeah.
Nice light dinner.
Yeah, that's tasty.
But on the way back, we went to the Tweed Heads Art Gallery, where they've got the Margaret Holly Art Centre. Did you ever hear of her? She lived in Paddington.
The name rings a bell, actually, yeah.
She's a very famous Australian artist.
My uncle's really good friend who lives in Sydney. She's an art dealer in Paddington. And she's like big time, big fancy pants art dealer.
Oh,
so
they definitely know her.
I might have heard the name through her, because I've been there a few times and chatted with her and stuff.
She took over, she bought this place. It was a hat factory in Paddington and... she lived there for 50 years, but she travelled around Australia, spent a bit of time up north, and they've actually recreated three rooms of the house that she lived in, and it is absolutely remarkable. I mean, you'd have a right conniption, and same with Richie. He'd break out in hives because it's just covered. There's not one iota of space with nothing in it. It's so fascinating. Yeah, but unfortunately... In the morning, my battery was down to 3%, so I left my phone at home. So I couldn't take any photos. And we thought, I thought, that's okay, we'll go back on Monday, but it was closed.
Oh, shit.
Oh, but I think we might go back in January anyway.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty incredible. So I think just to...
I need to get up there. I've never been up that way. So I've got one of my really good friends is in Brisbane, so I should really go up there. But
oh, and the vista from the... They've got a little cafe, but we managed to tack on the end of a tour that was happening and we didn't stay for the whole thing because we had to get back because that... chickpea things a labour of love to cook for dinner. It's phenomenal. The vista is just so beautiful. It's absolutely amazing. They had to take out some trees so you could see the view, but they actually used the trees in the building. I'll have to show you some photos afterwards of the recreation of her house. That cost $1 million to do, but I think she donated $4 million to have that for the art gallery.
That's cool.
And they have a lot, it's a big space, but they've got mini galleries in there. They have different art prizes happening. And one of my favourites was they had three different age groups for the children, and they, some of them are super cute. They actually had an opening for these kids. They had 500 people rock up to this gallery for all the children. Isn't that really beautiful?
That's
and
cool.
Encouraging? Yeah. And this kid, he won best dressed because his drawing was of an astronaut, but he rocked up. I can't remember if he was covered in alfoil and then he had a helmet on, but then he detached the vacuum cleaner hose and stuck it on his helmet and they thought, you're ingenious.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cool.
So that was pretty gorgeous. So that was quite special to see that on a beautiful sunny bing bong from the Yogi Bear. Is he still scoffing cheese in the corner?
Yeah, he's going for it.
Yeah, everybody thinks no one can see him. Oh, that's cool.
That sounds cool.
That was unreal. And
that's all right.
Go ahead, say it.
No, I was just going to say, I'm going to win $60 million on the lottery.
I bought a ticket too.
We can start our creative space.
Yeah.
I'm only doing it because I won $80 on the Melbourne Cup in the sweepstakes.
Oh, that poor horse that died.
Yeah. Well, I don't normally do it because of that reason, but I did the sweepstakes because I had some spare change and I fucking won it. Although the horse cross counter, when I picked it out of the thing and looked at it, I thought it said cross cunter. And the guy was like, what name did you get? I went, cross cunter? And he was like, counter.
Must be a vegan. Sorry, mate. Must be a vegan.
Oh, the horse? No, maybe. Yeah, so $80. So I might put that $80 into the ticket because, you know, I probably shouldn't do that.
It's probably, you've got higher odds of buying a $2 million ticket than a $60 million. And I thought
No, I figured because if I won that, it means I'm going to win the next one. I've already spent half of it. Well, not half of it. I've bought a few cars already in my head. Positive thinking.
Send it out to the universe, my friend.
I had a dream about 4 days ago that I was bought this really nice, bright blue, like electric blue sports car.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't quite decipher what it was, but it was sexy as fuck. So I think that's a premonition of me winning the lottery and then buying an electric blue sports car.
Okay.
So it's going to happen. It's positive thinking. And then we'll start a little creative space and paint. And
yeah.
I'll get Pete along.
I'll do some little courses with people.
Yeah, anything. Literally, anyone creative can come in. And I figure what I'm going to do the first year, it's just free for anyone to come in and use the space. And then after that, if you want to come in, actually use the space, it's just like a little fee rental thing and just make it a little thing like that.
So many of those communal spaces. Have a kitchen set up
and cook and have fun and paint and do photography and review gadgets and review cars and me and Pete, that's what we're gonna do. So
review sexy robots.
Sexy robots, yeah. We're gonna have sexy robots just walking around the place. It's gonna be great.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. That's gonna be so good. So yeah, that's gonna happen. So next week, guys, we'll be celebrating because I won $60 million on the lottery. So.
What, can you just win 59 and I get 1 million, please?
No, but I can maybe give you a million.
Okay. Because you want the whole thing. Greedy.
Yeah, no, you can't just win a little bit. You've got to win the whole thing. Mm. I got four numbers the other week when it was 40 million. Don't get anything for four numbers. Do you know the odds of getting four numbers? It's fucking astronomical and you don't win a fucking sausage. It's fucking ridiculous. So I was a bit pissed off, but I was like, oh, four numbers, fuck, I must have won like $30 or something, or $60, nothing.
You should have your TF around the other way.
FT.
Fuck that, instead of Timmy Foodie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike gave me them.
He's got on his bookcase, he's got two wooden letters, TF for Timmy Foodie, and that's the timer.
The hour. Yeah, that's my Japanese friend gave me that, who's the best personal trainer in Australia.
Oh,
fact.
How's their business going in the city?
Yeah, good. Yeah, she's doing really well. Yeah, she's awesome. She's got such an amazing work ethic. Like, you just need to be around her more often just to get that buzz
energy.
Cool. Yeah, I need to get her on here actually and talk fitness. That's my next thing. I really want to get her on there and talk about it because I've got some fitness questions I want to ask her about. Like, if you see someone doing something incorrectly and they're getting trained by someone else in a group session,
do you interject
because they're doing the technique wrong, because they're going to hurt themselves, but they're not being picked up on? Should you just jump in and go, oh mate, no, actually you need to do it like this? Is that,
well, I think maybe
wrong,
you talk to, maybe you go up to the personal trainer and say, can I have a chat to you?
These people are doing these techniques.
I think be more diplomatic.
But they don't know I'm kind of qualified, so it's kind of, maybe I should say, look, I've noticed these people are doing, it's not my business, but I just feel a bit, like when I see someone doing a kettlebell swing incorrectly, it's like, well, you're going to fuck your back up.
Someone who's boxing that shouldn't be boxing.
The boxing stuff's terrible, but. But again, I'm not qualified, so not in boxing anyway.
Well, you are qualified.
Well, kind of, I am. I'm actually quite a badass, actually. But no, seriously, I'm getting pretty fucking good. I was showing off yesterday because all these girls were waiting to come in and do this boxing class. I was proper showing off. Fucked up my calf muscle.
That's funny.
Every time.
So you're still showing off in front of the chick at the burger joint as well as at the gym?
I don't know how I could show off in front of the chick at the burger shop, really. I can't just pop into some martial arts or something, but yeah.
Man versus food?
Yeah, just eat 15 burgers. I don't think that's a particularly good show-off thing
to
do.
No, it's terrible, isn't it?
But no, the martial arts thing's easy because I'm just training anyway, so it's not like I'm showing off. It's just I'm just being cool, you know, just kicking really high and spinning around and doing shit, so... pretty cool.
Ah, funny. Okay, yeah, you know what? The thing that I... Look at that, 2 pages of...
Did we not do 2 pages?
Oh, it's something I'll talk about next week because we'll catch up Tuesday.
Next week we'll have to do the cheese in between us, each of us talking, and then we can just do a longer podcast but also eat cheese.
I want to talk... So we saw on Sunday, we went to Kingsville, which is back up north, and went to see Mojo Juju perform. She's an Australian queer Indigenous singer, songwriter, guitarist. She's absolutely phenomenal. Saw her years ago. I can't remember if it was with her previous band, which were called Mojo Juju and the Snake Oil Merchants, or if it was when she went out solo. She's released a brand new album called Native Tongue, and she's doing a tour right now. Okay. I'm probably just going to go on my own.
We got the link. That's one of the links I saw, I think, actually. Yeah, so we'll put that link up.
You but I want to talk more in length about that next week, so we'll do it next Tuesday. Yeah, because she's...
That's fine.
Is that all right? Yeah. She will be performing at the Oxford Art Factory on November 22, so it will still be prevalent. You know, me talking about it next week. Tickets are only $30, and a dollar of each sale goes towards the Aboriginal legal services guys that work for South Wales and the ACT, which is fantastic. And all these people that she's collaborated with are from an Indigenous background. But I'll talk more about that next time.
Yeah, okay.
She's amazing. And
we'll put the link up in this week's though. So if you guys want to check that out more, then head over to Harmonic Whiskey Kale. I can't even say I'm too drunk. Harmonic Whiskey Kale.
Whiskey Kale.
HarmonicWhiskeyTales.com and you can check out the links there. Actually, talking of getting drunk and fucked up, everyone, and you need to do this as well.
What do you like?
You need to watch the Joe Rogan podcast from yesterday, they've just done a Sober October thing, and they've done a fitness challenge, and they've just all been, four of them have done it together.
I've just put on my hand, it's come up as Joe Bogan.
And so they always do a podcast at the end of the challenge, and they all get super fucked up.
Oh.
It's 4.5 hours long, and it's just them getting obliterated on weed and whiskey, basically.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, after my own heart here, it's so fucking funny. They just get fucked up because they've not done anything for a month apart from train really hard, and they crack open this whiskey and they've got these blunts going.
Oh,
and
that's funny.
It's so fucking funny. It's just, and they're just ripping the shit out of each other constantly because they've been really competitive. And yeah, so check that out, everybody, as well. So Joe Rogan podcast.
Do that.
Check that out. Right. So GRE.com. I might have just made that up, actually. Just go on YouTube and fucking search it, you know.
All right.
Yeah. So there we go. So we'll be back Tuesday.
Yes.
So check out the links for some stuff. If we haven't covered today, it'll be on there, but we'll cover it Tuesday.
Ooh, I was just going to talk about something quickly. So on the weekend, there's Peter Shimbolo, there's Beats Beers.
This weekend.
Beats Beers Sunshine happening.
Let's give a date because we never give... I always try and give dates and then I forget and then people don't know what the fuck. So that's the weekend of the 10th and 11th of...
November. Yep. So 3 till 6 on Sunday. It's free. Great vibe.
Petersham
Bowling Club.
Okay.
18th.
Today's the 7th, so you know.
Yeah, 18th, Soul of Sydney. I don't think they've sold out yet. They've got Afro Moses playing. He's pretty incredible. You'd really dig his vibes.
Jazzy Jeff's playing soon as well at Max Watts.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
It might even be tonight. I don't even fucking know. I might have missed it, but right. Odyssey is also playing at Max Watts, who's one of my favorite hip-hop artists at the moment, and that's happening in about 2 or 3 weeks time.
Well, we'll look that up as well.
Yeah, I might actually get tickets for that.
I'll write that down
because he's got a live band. I think I should go. I might get his tickets. Do you want to go if I get tickets?
Need more excursions.
I'd probably be more up for that than Jazzy Jeff is one of my favorite DJs of all time, but I've seen him before and I haven't seen Odyssey before, so I have to do that. And I've got Wu-Tang coming up soon as well.
Yep.
36 fucking chambers in the Opera House.
I know.
Third row from the front.
It's going to be amazing.
Fuck yeah.
With all the $250 or whatever it was, I looked
up. Tell you
what,
if I knew that now, then I wouldn't have bought tickets, but I fucking bought them.
But you know what? It's paid for, it's done.
Why not? It's done, and my mate's going to give me the money for it, which will pay for the weekend, so that's cool. Good. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
It's
going to be fucking good. So, yeah, cheers, guys. Harmonic Whiskey Tales. Head over to the site for the links. That's harmonicwhiskeytales.com. And, yeah, subscribe. You could give us a review, actually. No one's given us a fucking review. It makes me think no one's listening, but I'm sure there are some people listening. And if you're listening, head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and just say we're like fucking awesome. But just don't say cunt too much in the review because I think they'll like it. So,
yeah. All right. Toodaloo, motherfuckers.